95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, Kev Dog.
What up, my man?
How the screw are you, sir?
I'm good.
Right on.
Just got back from vacation.
Yeah, how was that?
In Mexico? Great.
Yeah, you look relaxed.
Everything was great.
You know, that first couple of days back in the city when you're almost a normal human.
Yeah, almost. Not quite.
Won't last long.
But I will say this. We got a Uber, and the guy pulled up, and he could barely see over the steering wheel.
Right.
He was 85?
Woo!
Maybe?
Yeah.
Like at the youngest?
Sure.
Maybe 90, 95?
Right.
And we got in. We told him where we wanted to go. It was a restaurant, and he started driving. He was driving 20 miles per hour.
I was wondering if we could just go. He's like insanely fast.
Right on the left of us. Whoo! Whoo! Car after car. And I kept thinking, was he going to like get the idea, oh, these cars are passing me quickly. Maybe I should speed up. So then I saw, because I'd been there before, the entrance to the restaurant.
Sure, okay.
He was just 20 miles an hour, just going straight.
Right on past it.
So I said, hey, I think that was the entrance. And I don't,
Right.
So my woman oblawed and said, hey, I think maybe you need to turn around and go back over there. And he said, oh, just a minute. And he pulled over to the right, pulled out his phone. I was watching him closely. Didn't call anyone. Didn't dial. Wasn't talking.
Just put it to his head.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Put his phone back down.
Yeah.
Pulled out in the right lane. Just kept right on going.
What?
Yes.
On he went.
And I was like,
wow.
What a beautiful world it must be to be an Uber driver and not have any interest in a destination. He would have just kept driving all day.
We're heading down this road. We're going to keep on going until the end.
I'm having a good time. I hope the people behind me are having a good time.
Destination don't matter.
This is a fun drive, and I don't care where I'm supposed to end up. And we actually had to almost get in the front seat and almost had to take the steering wheel and turn it the right way. So I thought it might be fun to take calls on people who had really awful Uber or Lyft drivers.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to tell us which service it was, because most of the people who drive with those services are great.
Yes, very much so. And, man, have got to have the patience of Job.
Because the passengers can be
involved. Yes, we suck.
But there is a Mr. Magoo in Mexico, and he is driving, and he should not be. He probably got home, and his grandkids said, did you take the car? And they said, were people in the car with you?
I was supposed to be out Uber driving people, man, and I couldn't find the car. Grandpa?
There's no way he should have been driving himself, let alone us. So you had a Uber or Lyft or taxi driver, any of the above.
Right.
And something was wrong.
This dude should not be behind the wheel.
Something was really wrong, and you can't figure it out at first, but it turns out to be really good fun.
Well, maybe not. At least the story.
818-955-KLOS, if you have that kind of story. 818-955-KLOS. Uber, Lyft, taxi, it doesn't matter. Somebody was driving you, and that somebody should not have been driving you. Call now. Took a taxi in Mexico, and Mr. Magoo was the driver. That should not ever happen. So you had a harrowing experience with a taxi or an Uber or a Lyft or anybody driving that shouldn't have been driving. What's your name?
Hello, is this Kevin?
It is.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
This is Jody from Huntington Beach. I want you to know, we took one of those airport shuttles back after a trip that had to stop for a while. We're coming back. We're off of a international red-eye flight, and we're so tired. But the driver of the shuttle was the one nodding off.
Oh man!
No.
Wow, no danger there or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys have to occasionally wake him up and go, hey?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, my God. But you know what? They're human. I assume that guy was driving on his 16th hour of the day.
Right. But that's no reason to take this nice lady's life.
No, agreed. That is scary.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
I got an Uber story for you.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I was coming home from Seattle, going to LAX. I get an Uber driver. Mm-hmm. I was about 24 years old. And I get super car sick, so I'm sitting up front with this old, fat, white guy, and I'm being polite, you know? I'm giving him, you know, polite conversation.
Right.
So he's like, oh, why you live in L.A.? And I said, oh, I'm pursuing acting, yada, yada. This creep turns to me and says, oh, anything I would have seen you in, any casting couch situation?
Oh. I'm like, asking if you're a porn actor.
Yeah.
Were you in Debbie Does Everyone Over and Over Again? I think I saw that.
God, it was so creepy. And I just had to sit in the front with him for 45 minutes going to the airport. And
yeah.
All they did was say, oh, we're not going to match you with him again.
next time they ask you, though, tell them that you work at a bank. There will be no follow-up questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whatever.
Absolutely. Just
something non-interesting.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I thought you meant, okay. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Somebody drove you that should not have been driving about a half hour away from People Are Dumb. The Easter version.
Oh, sweet. Ishtar. Nice.
First, we're talking about taking a ride from somebody who should not have been driving you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We are great. Thank you.
I have the bus trip to hell and back from Vegas.
Let's hear it.
We won tickets on KLOS.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that station.
We go to Vegas on a Vegas bus.
Right.
This is a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on this party bus going out to Vegas, right? And everybody's partying. We're all happy and gay and frolicking, right?
Sure.
And everything's cool. So then 2 days later, we're coming back and everybody's dead beat, drunk, dirty, crying, you know, and all that
right,
stuff.
Right, sure.
That toilet doesn't work.
Oh, no.
All the way back to L.A.
Oh, man.
The party, but I mean, you can't even imagine how bad it was.
Oh,
so bad.
I can imagine.
I've been on that bus and I can fully imagine that. Yeah.
The Coachella bus, for example.
You're like, the last few days.
I think we understand.
Yeah, that's really horrible.
I'm pretty sure we know what happens next.
Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were driven someplace by somebody that should not be. I know we are talking about bad drivers who should not be in the business of hosting anyone. Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus. Any of the above. And you had a problem with that?
Seaplane?
KLOS.
Right, so I want to talk about my mom and her driving.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about her driving, too.
We were taking my son to a chemotherapy appointment at LA Children's Hospital. And we were in a very intense conversation. And we were coming to a red light. And I said, Mom, you know, you slow down because the light's red. Oh, okay, no problem. We got back to our conversation and, you know, we're coming up to another stoplight. And I said, Mom, the light's red. I said, oh, I see. You don't have to tell me that the light's turning red. I can see them. So we get back to our conversation. I saw the light turn red. I pulled my legs up onto the seat. And she goes, what are you doing? Slam like that right in the rear end of a car. She goes, oh, why didn't you tell me the light was
red? Why didn't you tell me, she says. Why didn't you tell me?
Second time, I would have said, pull over, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a follow-up question? How was your son?
My son at the time, he was 2.5 years old.
Right.
He had retinoblastoma. They enucleated his eye, so he has no left eye.
Mm-hmm.
He is currently 32 years old.
Excellent.
And cancer-free.
Nice. Excellent.
Awesome.
Yes, and I attribute that to all the people that work at LA Children's Hospital.
Agreed. But not to your mom's.
But not to your mom's
driving.
Your mom's driving tried to kill him.
Yeah.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Back in the 80s, we went to Frisco for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, we grabbed a cab. He didn't speak very good English, but he knew one thing, Steve McQueen bullet. And that's exactly what he did. Yeah, me and the guys were having a blast. The girls were scared to death. This guy, he had all four tires off each intersection.
Sweet.
We were flying.
Nice.
He didn't care. Sparks are flying off the bumpers hitting the ground. We just laughed our asses off. And the girls were peeing their pants.
Another best case scenario.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Somebody was driving you that shouldn't have been?
Cassiosaurus Rex.
You being Cassiosaurus Rex?
Yes, pretty good, huh? It just sounds exactly like Cassiosaurus Rex.
Spot on.
Rawr.
Yesterday's winner doesn't know it yet.
Friday's
winner doesn't know it yet.
I know, right?
We didn't give it away yesterday on Sunday?
I tried to, but they didn't let me.
Should we call her?
Yeah. Kim? I guess she's in Valencia.
Kim?
I'm getting her phone number here. Mm-hmm. I think it's ringing.
Hi, you've reached Kim. Leave a message at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Have a good day.
Hey, Kim, we're calling about your house insurance. If you'd like to upgrade to better house insurance, lower rate, and also put in your car and your bathtub, please call us back. Also, you won $2,000. Bye. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon at 3:50-ish.
Thereabouts.
We like to do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Bling. All right, at some point, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
So pay attention.
All right.
Parent in bunny suit hands out condom-filled Easter eggs at Texas elementary school.
I love it.
A parent dressed as an Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Caused chaos.
Absolute chaos.
After handing out eggs filled with candy packed in unopened condoms in an elementary school in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Candy and condom giveaway happened during pickup time. So basically all the parents are there.
Oh, man.
So
a lot of chaos already out
there. Yes, they said, we are working to resolve what happened, blah, blah, blah. Officials spoke with the parents in the costume and say that it was a complete mistake.
A mistake?
How could it possibly be a mistake?
Unopened
condoms.
That's
my question to you.
In with the candy.
With candy in them.
With candy in them. With candy in the unopened condoms. Like with packages?
In the packages,
the little packages.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that could happen.
The parent is a pharmacist.
Okay. All right.
Who was taking part in a safe sex clinic.
Okay.
While dressed in the bunny suit.
Sure. Makes sense. Okay. I get that.
Afterward, they went to pick up their second grader.
Okay.
From school. Right. And decided to hand out candy. In costume.
What do you... No, first of all, no handing out candy from strangers.
The parent... It's a parent, though.
Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
The parent, quote, got mobbed by kids.
Sure.
And called to her husband to bring more candy-filled eggs.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And her husband brought the wrong ones.
Oh.
And chaos ensued.
So, mommy, what's this? This tastes terrible. It says it's cherry flavored. That's disgusting.
And what is ribbed?
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. In about 15 minutes, we'll give you another word to text.
To Cachosaurus Rex.
To get $2,000 today.
It's always a really good idea to text Cachosaurus Rex these words, too. Not only might it win you $2,000, but it keeps you him from eating you. He's very...
Is that part of it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He's very likely to bite you if you don't text him.
All right, let's get to a topic that we've been beating around the bush for a long time.
Okay.
I eat out of my trash. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a what? This is a what
now,
story?
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm living by myself. There's no one else in my apartment.
Okay. Right.
Throw away some trash.
You threw away some trash.
And inside.
Inside.
In my trash can.
Okay.
Some of it is a piece of pizza.
Pizza.
Because I was like,
I'm done with this.
It's worth saving one piece.
That's like 7 or 8 years old.
Was the answer is yes, by the way.
Was it as old as the apple that was in here until just recently?
No, it is not, and I'm very disappointed
in
you.
How dare you? It was.
We had an apple that was super glued to the top of our equipment for 4 weeks.
It was really starting to get rotten by the end there.
We came in today, and it was gone.
It was gone. Someone took it. We were going to make someone eat it.
I hope someone ate it. I hope someone was like, oh, this apple looks, like they don't know anything about it. Oh, this looks good.
Takes it. Really hard to get it off here, but I'm going to do it.
Takes a bite. It's still in his mouth.
We left a piece of pizza in the other studio for like 8 years and someone ate it on the air.
So I throw it away.
Right. Okay. So you threw away the
pizza. It's in my trash.
Oh, okay.
In a little box for the pizza.
Like under. Okay. It's in a little box for the pizza. Okay. And it's in the trash, in the kitchen, under the sink or whatever.
Just in the kitchen. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So then the next day I go, wow, you know what hit the spot?
Okay.
Pizza.
That piece of pizza.
Right. And then I think, it's in the trash. Oh, but it's my trash. That helps, right?
Okay.
Then we're going to take your calls at 818-955 KLOS, because I know some of you have done this.
Okay.
As well.
Right.
You've never done this, Mr. Judgmental over there? You've never eaten anything out of your trash?
No.
That you accidentally threw in there?
No. Once it goes in there, and I think I would. I would.
All right, that's the important part.
Yes, but I never have.
So the pizza was in the box, and I thought, yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not? Well, you know, you look at the box, you see if there's any stains or anything.
Right.
There's not.
Right. I don't remember throwing away any nuclear waste or...
Yeah, and you go, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's been compromised.
Was it literally on top still or anything? Or like a banana peel on top of
there
it?
There was one bag on top.
One bag.
But there's no leakage.
Kitty litter?
There was no leakage.
Okay.
That's important.
All right. What was in that bag?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But not like something really gross.
No.
Not like...
That's what I'm saying. No leakage. That was my point.
Yeah.
Nothing gross.
Yeah. Did you a little bit as you chowed down on this trash pizza thing?
It's not trash pizza.
Oh, it's just trash pizza. Oh, no. No, this is trash pizza. It is not available from your major pizza distributors.
Sometimes trash pizza is good. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes the next day it's the morning and you go, you know what hit spot? Cold
what
pizza.
Was I thinking? Throwing away? Mm-hmm. At least... Now, if you had taken it outside, there's no way, right?
Correct.
If you put it in the garage, it's still in the house, so maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't.
I probably, if it was in the garage so it was still in the house and I'm the only person there at the time, yeah.
You would go ahead and eat that
pizza.
I think
so, because I know what I throw away.
Right.
So it's still trash pizza, still pizza.
I mean, I guess people are thinking germs. Rushing up.
Right, and I thought about that, and I looked, and it didn't look like the box was stained from anything else, and...
Right. I know a fella who would lose his mind over this.
Of course.
And you know this fella by the name of Ted.
Yes.
I think he's busy right now.
Yes,
I think he's doing something right now. But wouldn't he lose his mind?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who would lose their mind.
Right.
But there are also a lot of people who would do it.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact, and I hope that's for a fact. So, 818-955-KLOS. You ate food out of your own trash. And I'm already making an excuse for you. In your defense, it was your own trash. So trash pizza, 818-955-KLOS. Tolego was just telling us how he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Wait, is that me? I thought that was you. I'm so confused.
I'm confused, too. I think it was you.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm positive it was
maybe
you.
Maybe so.
All right, listen. So you eat out of your own trash. Understandably, you have to be careful.
That has to be in the house.
Right.
Not several days old.
You don't just blindly grab it and eat it. You look. Carefully. Check it out.
Maybe brush a little lint off the top.
Make sure it's cool. Mm. Maybe do a little surgery on it to cut out whatever's
the part
offensive.
Where the rat has eaten.
Right. Have you eaten out of your trash?
I have been known on occasion.
My man.
I mean, now there are some stipulations.
Yes,
how
go
long
ahead.
Was it actually sitting in there?
Overnight.
Before you took it out.
Overnight.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So that's over the line, is it?
The guy who eats out of the trash is judging me.
And, you know, what kind of pizza toppings?
Oh, good question.
Pepperoni. I mean, it was just pepperoni.
Meat-ish.
Oh, well,
meat-like.
Okay. I mean, if it has some kind of a funk to it.
Then, listen,
you know,
yes, of course. I charge for the funk. We want the funk. Yeah, I checked for it.
T-Funk and the All-Stars were not on board.
Right. Let's get to you. What did you eat?
Yeah,
the
yeah,
pizza?
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same thing. It was also a slice of pizza. However, Canadian bacon, no veggies or nothing. But
not overnight,
almost,
though.
Almost the same thing. No, it was not overnight. It was the same night when I was kind of, like, drunk and I just something, to throw in there. Yeah. So.
I think I'd be a little less judgmental of me if I were you.
It's just, the next morning, okay, but any longer than that, there'd be a problem.
Yeah, well, any longer than that, you just have to check it a little closer.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. I think if I were to take a Pop-Tart and put it in a paper plate and have crushed it or something.
I would attack you for throwing away a Pop-Tart.
Maybe I was just full.
What's wrong with you?
And
no.
And then I'm high later. I don't know.
Okay.
But I haven't, unlike you, Mr. Trash Pizza.
You ate out of the trash. 818-955-KLOS. Listen, we're talking about you eating out of your own trash. Does that happen?
Not I. My uncle, he was a laborer.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, all the boys would go to the local pub, cash their checks, have a few brewskis,
mm-hmm.
come home about 10 in the evening. His wife, my aunt, everyone else asleep, goes into the kitchen, heats up the pot that's on the stove, pours himself a bowl mm-hmm. of soup,
mm-hmm.
eats it, wakes up in the morning, tells my aunt, his wife, thank you for leaving out dinner for me last night.
Oh, no.
She walks over to the kitchen, looks on the stove. It's the pot she uses to clean all the dishes before she puts them in the soapy water.
Oh, no.
Damn.
It was scraps from everything else?
Yeah.
Yes, floating on the... She would, you know, wipe all the individual plates into the one...
Right, it's like a gumbo.
You got yourself a stew.
Exactly. Exactly. OMG.
Right on, man. OMG. 818-955-KLOS.
You ate it out of your own trash?
He's got a song called Learning to Fly. We're doing something about learning to drive in a few minutes, maybe?
In a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right.
53-year-old.
Yeah.
Learning to drive.
53? Yes. Wow. Okay.
And you won't believe where she was learning to drive. You will not believe it.
Nice.
First, we are talking about eating food out of your own trash.
I found out that Kevin...
Sluggo told us at the beginning of this hour that he eats pizza out of his own trash.
Like, purposely throws it away and then leaves it sitting on top. But you decided you needed that pizza, right,
Listen,
Kevin?
There are times when you have to have the pizza.
That
and
you threw
if
away.
The pizza is in your own trash...
And in a box.
And you're sort of careful with what's around it.
Very few rat bites taken out of it.
Then it's viable. You've done this?
Yes, I had Chinese food the day after I threw out in the trash can.
But it was in your own trash, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. My own trash in the container. Uh-huh. It was noodles and fried rice and orange chicken and beef broccoli.
I could see doing that.
I hunger. I eat it.
Right, sure, why not? I can see that it's like actually a really good container, so wait, I'll allow that one.
Wait, you hungered?
Like Hunger Games?
Yeah, oh, I love Hunger Games, yes.
Right on, man, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about other people's trash?
You ate out of other people's trash. That makes me look better. Go on.
I used to be a sanitation engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all did it, but especially Halloween. I lived in, like, people, you know, a fancy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
After Halloween, they'd throw away bags of candy.
All right, and so I can see that. They were still wrapped. They had just been thrown out the night before. I get that.
Okay, hold up. Were they still in their trash can, or were they in your truck?
Oh, they were in their trash can.
Okay.
So I'd pick them out, you know, and maybe a bag of Twizzlers might have been opened, you know, and... But there's individually wrapped, you know?
Sure, no, that makes... I get that.
I think I'm ruling in your favor.
What about a turkey dinner?
Well, anyways...
Half eaten. No, not so much. Okay. Big bites taken out of it. No, I think that's fair. I can see that.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
calling. You're an animal, but thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You eat out of your own trash? Are we going to talk in a few minutes about a guy injuring himself masturbating? Yes, we are.
Oh, well.
Yes, we are.
Almost been there.
You... I'm sorry, what?
I like that pause. That was a good pause.
You will not believe the injury.
Oh, dear.
That happened.
Oh, no.
First, we're talking about people eating out of their own trash. And just for the record, Sluggo and I find this gross.
Yeah.
But you do it?
Actually, I didn't, but my husband does all the time.
All the time?
He'll, like, trash dive, and I'm just, like, disgusted. It's like...
Is he trash diving in the house or outside the house?
Inside the house.
Okay, all right.
How deep will he go? How...
Good question. Is it just on top, or does he go down deep?
he goes down deep.
Woo!
Yeah, he's spelunking.
Wow. Spelunking, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he have one of those helmets with a little light on the front of it? What's the worst thing he's ever eaten out of your trash?
Like, he'll eat steak.
What?
Is it cooked? Is it already cooked?
Yeah, like already cooked.
All right. Okay. All right.
Does he know that you can put it in the refrigerator instead of the trash? Maybe decide later.
I think, like, when you're really drunk sometimes.
Oh, drunk. Well,
drinking.
That doesn't count.
Oh, that's
fine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Indeed.
A few minutes, we're going to talk about going to the ER with sex injuries because of masturbation. First.
Mm-hmm.
A woman was learning to drive who's 53 years old.
Wow, 53 and just starting to get behind the wheel.
She had a permit.
Oh, man, 53.
Yep.
Wow, I had mine when I was 15 and a half, like literally the day, and then 16, I got my license.
I had mine when I was 12 and a half because I had a fake ID. No, I'm just kidding. So the woman who was 53 years old was with a relative who had her license.
Okay.
And was trying to teach her to drive.
All right.
And she got into an accident.
Oh, dear.
Now, I'm going to give you one American dollar and three guesses.
Okay.
If you can tell me where she was learning to drive,
Okay. I get the American dollar first, though, you said.
Nope.
Oh, damn it.
If you guess with one of your three guesses.
Okay, I get one.
Where she was learning to drive.
Where she was learning to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, your standard place would be a parking lot.
That's where all of us would have gone.
Right. So I'm not going to guess that.
Oh, you see, that's cheating.
Yeah, that is cheating. All right. She got in an accident. I'm going to guess a freeway.
Okay. Maybe like freeway. The worst, that's one guess.
Or maybe like, where's another really crowded place? A busy downtown intersection.
Downtown intersection. That's two guesses.
Or, out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. Like on a desert road.
What was she hit out in the middle of nowhere?
Exactly. So that would be weird.
A woman crashed into headstones in a Wyoming cemetery Saturday.
Damn it, woman!
While she was practicing driving with her learner's permit.
So they went to the graveyard to learn to drive?
Local police said 8 headstones were knocked over.
Damn it! Come on!
There's no way you could have guessed that.
Nope, I guess not.
Several headstones were damaged, but the Department of Public Works was able to get it back up in their original spots. It is believed the woman lost control of the car after she hit the headstones.
Because she's freaking out.
Why would you... Would you go there because... There are places that you have to turn, but nothing's moving?
Well, who did you say is teaching her?
It's another family member with a driver's license.
Is that family member a goth? You know, like she's
that
just,
would be hilarious. Let's go to the cemetery. Yes. And then she just ran over a bunch of headstones.
That's brilliant. I just put flowers there.
Listen, they can be replanted. Shut up.
What's with all these tire marks all over Grandma?
I'm trying to learn how to drive.
Grave. Hey, and speaking of the Doors, did you hear, Kevin, that Tom Morello is going to be Matt Pinfield's guest on Sunday night at 8 o'clock?
I did not.
Yeah, that's pretty damn
excellent.
Cool, huh?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I'm a huge fan of Tom.
That was the guy who went to Harvard and learned to teach himself guitar at the same time. So he would study at Harvard and then spend like 8 hours a day teaching himself to play guitar.
Of course, he didn't have much success with that guitar playing. But,
or his Harvard education.
Yeah.
None of the above.
Tom Morello, Sunday night with Matt Pinfield, 8 o'clock here on KLOS.
We're going to take your calls this hour on embarrassing reasons to go to the ER.
Oh,
based on this dude.
Okay.
A man tore his... From masturbating.
Oh.
Fill in the blank. A man tore his blank from masturbating, doctors say.
I don't want to guess.
You'll never guess.
Yeah.
Lung.
Lung? Wow, he was really into it.
Wow.
He was really having a good time.
A man tore his lung from masturbating.
Was he like hanging upside down? Was he like
screaming? A young man's session of masturbating inadvertently led to him spending almost a week in the hospital.
Oh.
Happened in
Switzerland. What are you in for?
Happened in Switzerland. I was pretty aggressive with my own gun. Doctors detailed how a 20-year-old ended up with air leaking into his chest.
Oh, no.
And some seemingly innocent self-love.
Grandma would disagree.
Fortunately, the injury wasn't severe, and he recuperated just fine. But it's been published in all these magazines because it's a first. All these scientific magazines. So now the guy's going to be known as...
Oh, man.
The guy who masturbated and hurt it, poked a hole in his lung. What is he, Tommy Lee?
I mean...
How does he reach?
That's not having more fun than like with a partner or six,
yes,
it sounds like.
Yes,
possibly.
It does, maybe?
Yeah.
Although I don't think I would like to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, anything embarrassing?
What's wrong with you? Well, I was... It doesn't matter.
Hi, I'm your nurse.
I can't
tell
breathe.
Me exactly what happened in great detail.
Now, we could do this every month. We could do this every week.
Yeah. Stuff that's getting you to the ER that you didn't want to have to tell through the glass.
Embarrassed.
I was masturbating and...
Would you isolate that for me so that I could have that audio?
I'm going to need your credit card. And what were you doing again?
So embarrassing reasons that you went to the ER. Sexy, sexual, funnier.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes, but embarrassing nonetheless.
Nonetheless, whatever it might have
been. You had to go to the emergency room. The emergency room has that bulletproof glass, at least here in Southern California.
Yeah.
So you do have to scream.
Yep.
And let them know what's wrong with you. And that's always embarrassing. I was Matt. What?
You won't even say it.
No, because I know you.
I have a recorder.
I was, you know. That's what you yell.
There you go.
And I can't breathe. Plus, that guy, if he collapsed a lung.
Dude.
Wow. He wouldn't be able to yell. Either.
No, that's true. I guess he would write it down like he was robbing a bank. I was masturbating.
Wait, say louder.
I was
This has gotten a weird turn. Yes.
All right, so embarrassing reasons you went to the ER, 818-955-KLOS. We started talking this hour about a man who tore his lung from masturbating. Now, how, we don't know.
He was having good old time.
We didn't really get enough of those details in the story, and trust me, I did a deep dive. But we don't know how or why. The question is embarrassing reasons that you went to the ER. You have one?
So one time my buddy, he was really drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he disappears for the night. And when he comes back in the morning, he tells me that he slept with some like random hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I don't want to get this shot alone. So I go in with him to get a shot.
Was he not using a condom, I assume?
Yeah.
Yes, he wasn't?
No rubber.
No, okay.
No rubber.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so when we get in there, the very first thing the nurses ask us, well, did you guys not use a rubber?
Mm-hmm.
And they keep assuming that we're lovers.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Didn't you provide him with a rubber?
What kind of friend are you?
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I broke my junk sleeping with my best friend's wife.
Like how?
All right,
let's
take this step by step.
Yes.
When you say broke your junk.
Yes.
When you say broke your junk, what does that mean?
I try to keep it clean. Just
sure.
Behind, I hit
mother load?
I hit the wall instead of the...
Yeah, okay. Now let's get to the best friend's wife part.
Me and her were drinking, and one thing led to another, and she had to drive me there.
I was going to ask you, who drove you? Was it your best friend or was it her?
She was the only one there to be able to take me, so she took me.
So you were holding your member all the way into the ER, moaning and...
Yeah, with a Ziploc, a bag of... in a Ziploc.
Oh. Did they put it in a cast?
No, they...
We're going to need a bigger cast!
They just gave me anti-inflammatory.
All right.
I had to wear boxers for a while.
Oh, my God. That sounds terrible. Was it worth it?
No.
Okay. Right on, man.
Quite a positive.
Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing reasons you went to the ER.
Preferably sexual. Yeah, I'm thinking, Kevin, you and I need to befriend a hospital admissions person, someone that works in admissions and ER.
So, I know an ER doctor.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Would this ER doctor be willing to share the occasional story? Perhaps we could,
I believe so.
We could hide the voice and make it sound like it's someone else
so he could tell us the stories in detail?
I believe so.
Oh, dude. I mean, we really got to make that happen.
Yes, we will.
I love that.
We were talking earlier, and don't ask us for details because we don't understand how this can happen, but a guy was masturbating and poked a hole in his lung.
He was having a good old time.
That doesn't seem possible.
No.
From everything I know.
No.
So we're talking about embarrassing reasons that you went to the ER. KLOS, hello.
Am I on? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if I can tell this story, but so I was drunk down with my girl, and when she came...
No, so far so good.
She popped me in the jaw. Put me in the jaw, and my jaw locked open, and I had to go to the ER looking like the Green Reaper.
Oh, man. I can see that.
That was uncomfortable.
Kind of worth it, though. Look at you. You were working it, man. You were going on. That's good for you.
She wouldn't go with me because she didn't tell the story.
Come on. Wow.
I respect her.
Dude, that's awesome. Thank you. Thanks for giving our beeper a workout.
Thank you.
Right on.
I don't know if I can say this, but beep, 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 beep. KLOS, hello.
I've got an embarrassing story. It's not mine.
All right, let's hear it.
Thank goodness. My buddy is a first responder.
Oh, dear.
An emergency call.
Right.
To a house, and the person had shoved the business end of a fire poker.
Oh, no.
That is a terrible idea. I mean,
Can I ask a question?
Kevin has a question.
Was the business end of the fire poker hot?
It was not hot at the time, no.
Okay.
But it was very pointy in lots of directions.
Yeah, like it matters. I don't know why I asked that question.
Damn.
So they had to transport him to the hospital, but he said, I can't go to that hospital because I'm a doctor and I work there.
Yes!
Fantastic!
Yes!
That's fantastic!
They had to drive him to a different hospital.
That's That's fantastic. Oh, like the word didn't spread anyway. Yeah, right. Amongst doctors.
As a professional, yeah. A medical professional, didn't he know that maybe inserting such an object might be a bad idea?
Yeah, you would think.
He's like, I got plenty of good drugs I can get. No worries.
Who's that?
It's a new band.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo told us that he eats food out of his own trash.
Damn it.
And we got 1,000 calls, from including a trash man who cleaned up other people's trash after Halloween and got tons of candy.
So see, look, lots of people are on my side. You go ahead and eat out of your trash. It's fine.
We talked about a guy who punctured his lung masturbating, and we don't understand that either. But we took calls from Bob about embarrassing reasons people went to the ER. And a guy who called said his friend put a fire poker up his knotty hole and then had to be taken to a further away hospital because he worked at the closest one.
He was a doctor who worked there and didn't want all the nurses to have a joke for the rest of his life.
Which I'm sure they still
did. Yes, I hope they did.
Anyway, and if you're going to learn to drive for the first time, maybe don't choose to do it in a cemetery. A 53-year-old woman did that and destroyed a bunch of headstones. So
she also is my heroine.
That's not great.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Oh, Kevin, are you okay? Whoa, that was close.
What happened to the cow? I'm gone 1 week.
I was eaten by this guy.
Eaten. What?
Yeah, the cash guy was Bessie was so sweet. But this dude ate her. And I think pooped her out just the other day.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's a lot of cash lying around. And
sounds like Cachosaurus Rex.
Yes, exactly.
Has arrived. And the word to text this hour is cave.
I see. Cave.
C-A-V-E. Cave to 68683. That is cave to 68683.
Standard data messaging rates apply for your shot at $2,000. Do it right now. You got more shots to win every hour. About 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Hold up.
Whoa! Holy cow! Look at that thing!
What happened to the cow?
I don't know. I
was gone.
I think he got stepped on by this fella.
It's Cachosaurus Rex.
He's back, and he's pissed.
Dear God, help us.
No.
This hour, the word is Rex. R-E-X.
I see.
To 68683. You text Rex to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
The way you
said
that
was disturbing. I'm sorry.
I didn't like
that. I don't know what I was thinking.
Not happy with it. Neither is the Cachosaurus Rex. That's a hell of a burp. You can win $2,000 this hour. The word is Torrance.
Mrs. Torrance. No, that was terrible.
Torrance. T-O-R-R-A-N-C-E to 68683.
Red rum, Mrs. Torrance.
That's
Red
Torrance
rum.
To 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, whatever that means, and you have more shots to win every hour, like 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Sexy.
Almost stepped on your head, or whatever that is.
Cachosaurus Rex is rough.
He is, man. He's a rough bastard.
But he's got money.
He does.
I don't love that sound. This hour's word is fossil. F-O-S-S-I-L. Fossil.
Kind of what I am, a fossil.
Text that to 68683. That's fossil to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour, like 20 minutes after the hour until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! I'm sorry, what did you say your husband's name is?
Michael Jackson. Hi, my name is Nicole.
Nicole, what's your last name?
Brown. And my brother is named James Brown, and my dad, God bless his soul, was Jerry Brown.
I was calling about having a famous person's name.
Yes, what do you got?
Yeah, my name's Rudy Valentino.
Greg Allman.
Greg Allman!
Greg Allman's calling in, all right.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you have the name of someone famous?
Yes, sir, Rick James. Bitch.
It would have cost you $2 to buy a ticket to see Bruce Springsteen on this day in rock in 1970 playing with his band Steel Mill at the Main Gym in the Orange County College in New Jersey. Were you a fan of the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young documentary Journey Through the Past? Well, it was debuted on this day in rock at the Dallas Film Festival in 1973, directed by Neil Young.
In line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Headbangers Ball debuted on MTV on this day in rock in 1987.